Fred, can you elaborate on the recent outbreaks of bird flu and Newcastle disease in Brazil and how these might impact South Africa's poultry imports?
The state in which this outbreak occurred, Rio Grande do Sul, produces approximately 12 to 15% of all poultry exported from Brazil to the rest of the world. And I think it highlights, you know, how dangerous it is for South Africa to rely on, if I may venture the opinion, that rather outdated legislation when it comes to, you know, dealing with matters such as these. So what currently happens is if there's an outbreak of bird flu anywhere in Brazil, if it's found in the commercial flock, I must qualify that, South Africa bans the entire country, which is crazy, you know, considering the size of Brazil. Brazil's, you know, it's almost a continent on its own. And one outbreak of bird flu would lead to suspension of all exports of poultry from Brazil to South Africa. South Africa currently imports on average around 20,000 tons of mechanically deboned meat, which is used to produce sausages and polonies, products that are sold mostly to the lower LSM market in this country. And if we were to lose Brazil, our almost exclusive source of this raw material, it would certainly threaten thousands and thousands of jobs in the meat processors, let's call it segment, lead to huge losses in revenue for retailers, and certainly it would rob lower income consumers of one of their most important sources of protein. So what we are arguing for is we are saying South Africa currently already has a regionalization policy or agreement in place with the United States of America. So what this means is that if there's an outbreak of bird flu, say, in the state of Georgia, South Africa doesn't ban all of the USA. It only bans the state of Georgia. We are asking government urgently to look at extending the same concession to Brazil, a member of BRICS, you know, and certainly a much more important trading partner when it comes to supply or source of poultry for this country than the US. So we are asking here, you know, not to reinvent the wheel. We're simply asking for the government to extend the same conditions they do to the US to transfer that to Brazil.
Fred, now also, what are the potential economic impacts of prolonged disruptions in poultry imports on South Africa's market, particularly regarding job losses and increased chicken prices?
Wow. Well, you know, if Brazil had to close tomorrow, within 2 to 3 months, there won't be a gram of MDM left in the system. I believe that the food processors in this country directly employ more than 25,000 people, but millions of people rely on products sourced from Brazil as their primary source of protein. So the consequences would be devastating. So we are saying, come on, guys, you know, in times of peace, let's prepare for war. Yeah. Last year, there was a very real scare or risk that Brazil would close, and they never did because of bird flu. Many countries around them closed. You know, so it almost seemed inevitable at the time that Brazil would close because due to bird flu. And as I said, you know, the consequences are enormous. And I just can't understand why we are not prioritizing, you know, this. I guess it's because, you know, maybe we haven't given this enough thought. But we are attempting to change that. You know, we're lobbying our trading partners in Brazil. We're lobbying our clients, many of them meat processors in South Africa, many retailers, you know, asking everybody to speak up now and let's do something about it. So regionalization, that would be great. You know, many countries actually don't even ban an entire state. They work on, you know, let's say for argument's sake, a 30-kilometer radius around the affected site. You know, so many first world countries accept this type of protocol when it comes to bird flu or avian flu. Even possibly banning an entire state, as I mentioned earlier, you know, a state like Rio Grande do Sul, producing 12 to 15% of all poultry exported from Brazil, you know, just closure of that one state would already have an enormous impact on pricing and availability of stocks, etc. So, yeah, that's another point I wish to make as well. Can also consider, you know, government certainly has another weapon in its arsenal, yeah? They can also strongly consider implementing heat treatment of product on arrival. You know, so what that means is product sourced from Brazil, say, from a region with bird flu, if it arrived in SA, it would have to be processed at an approved facility that could heat treat the product. And these facilities would be accredited or approved by the department, Delrod, on this end. This protocol already exists for the importation of pork. But still, you know, the pork is allowed to be imported. It is allowed to be heat treated at these approved facilities, you know, which would then render any risk, or it would reduce risk to zero. And this could also happen for poultry. You know, so it could be, you know, possibly we could look at it as a two-pronged attack here, you know, at safeguarding our supply chain, you know, heat treatment, and a much more benign regionalization policy, you know, when it comes to dealing with bird flu outbreaks.